This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 279 for Wednesday, February 26th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is posting small gains Wednesday morning, seeing some consolidation amid ideas sharp losses posted earlier in the week were overdone. Canola $1 to $4 higher, May up $2.20 at $659.20 per ton. Tightening supplies and the need to ration demand remained supportive. Weakness in the Canadian dollar and a firm tone in European rapeseed also underpinned the market. However, the looming threat of U.S. tariffs, set to come into effect next week, did remain a bearish influence overhanging the market. Losses in Chicago soy oil and soybeans also weighed on prices. In the U.S., soybean and wheat futures were lower, while corn is posting small gains. Soybeans continued to be pressured by the advancing Brazilian harvest and easing weather concerns in Argentina. Uncertainty over what the looming U.S. tariffs and likely retaliation will mean for the U.S. soy market also weighed on prices. May beans down 9 cents at $10.39 per bushel. The USDA will hold its annual outlook conference later this week, and pre-report positioning was a feature. Expectations that soybean acres will be down this year as more area swings to corn did provide some support, helping temper the declines. Meanwhile, the corn market was pressured somewhat by expectations for increased U.S. acres, with the beneficial rains hitting dry regions of Argentina also bearish. However, corn was thought to be due for a correction after dropping the past few days and was up 0.75 cents in the May contract at $4.95 per bushel. Wheat futures weaker across the board as concerns over winter kill to dormant wheat crops in the U.S. and Russia subsided. Minneapolis spring wheat down 8 cents in the May contract at $6.20 per bushel. Kansas City down 7 cents in the May contract at $5.98 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 7 cents in May at $5.81 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, February 26th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.